Welcome to the Underground, the Steel City Underground, the black and gold standard for Pittsburgh Steelers coverage. Now, here's your host, Mike Palaya.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Steel Nation Radio. I'm Mike Palaya of SteelNationAssociation.com, where we cover the Steelers 24/7 while bringing you, the Steeler fans, together in an effort to raise money for Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. You can also find my work at SteelCityUnderground.com and the New Pittsburgh Courier. Well, it's been quite some time for me. I have certainly not recorded a show since draft time or maybe even before that. Been on hiatus a little bit, some of that by design, some of that due to many things going on in my world. But I am back after the first game of the regular season. And wow, I don't even know what to say, actually. A 33-3 loss to the New England Patriots. The loss part, not surprising. I predicted they would lose. I didn't expect them to win, and I was okay going in with them losing and being 0-1. I don't have a problem with the record. I do have a problem with the way they played. I do have a problem with the way they were outcoached. Once again, Bill Belichick just completely embarrasses Mike Tomlin, in my opinion. I think the offensive game plan was atrocious. I think Keith Butler and his game plan, as per usual against the Patriots, was atrocious. I think that it proves that Butler should have been fired after the last two seasons. I know that's a very, very quick reaction to one game in after saying I thought they should be 0-1 and I was okay with that. But I'm hoping that this was not indicative of the way the rest of the season is going to go. And I don't think it is. Now, does it make me wonder if they're not going to be quite as good as I thought as well? Yeah, it does. But I think we're going to learn a lot more this week when they play the Seattle Seahawks at home. And Seattle's a good team. They're 1-0 as well here. But they are a good team. I think that they're still dangerous. I think they've got a great coach with Pete Carroll, which does scare me a little bit, quite honestly, considering Mike Tomlin gets outcoached by these better coaches. Belichick, Carroll could be another one, for example. But I'm very interested to see how they bounce back. If they come out flat again and they're 0-2, I'm going to have a little bit more of a concern of what we're going to see this year. My expectation is they're going to come out and they're going to end up winning this ball game because they need to. They have a lot of talent on this team, and I'm looking for a few of those guys to step up and have much better games than they did this past week. Everybody on defense, for the most part, needs to step up. I just didn't see much of anything out of anybody, specifically in the secondary. I'm really looking for Terrell Edmonds to take a huge jump this year. If you recall, a month or so ago now, back in training camp, I wrote an article about him becoming a very great safety this year, i.e. in the likes of Troy Polamalu ahead of him in years past. I think he can do that, and one game does not change anything in regards to how I think about that, but I am looking for him to step up here. They're going to have a hard time defending Russell Wilson, I think, this week. I think he's very dangerous in the air, of course, with his legs as well, but you know, he's a type of quarterback that the Steelers have trouble with, and I want to see this defense get after him. I think they need to pressure him. They need to get in the backfield. I'm looking for TJ Watt back there specifically. I'm looking for Cam Hayward to disrupt the line. I'm looking for Stephon Tuitt to disrupt the line. You know, they've got a decent set of wide receivers, specifically DK Metcalf, in my opinion. So if the secondary can hold these guys in check, so to speak, I feel like the rest of the defense can get to Russell Wilson and disrupt him. But it's not just the defense. They were atrocious. I'm looking for a lot of things. I'm looking for a lot of blitzes, and I'm looking for the secondary to do a hell of a lot better job than they did this past week, and hopefully Sean Davis will be back and help that. But the offense, too. I was not impressed with Big Ben this past week. I don't think that's a typical game, and I don't think that's what we're going to see the rest of the way, but I really thought he would come out firing on a lot on all cylinders and perform a heck of a lot better than he did. Juju did have six catches, I want to say, for around 70 something yards, but a lot of those catches were, you know, when the game was over, and he, for one day, did not look like he's going to replace Antonio Brown. Now, I don't think that that's going to be Juju. I think he is a legitimate number one receiver. What I want to see is a legitimate number two receiver, not named Dante Moncrief at this point. The guy dropped about 1 billion footballs this past Sunday. Now, the Steelers would have lost either way, but he sure as hell did not help the case. I'd like James Washington to be that guy. I think that there's some real talent there. I just don't think Moncrief is that guy. I never thought he was. I didn't think he was signed to be the number two. But he kind of showed on Sunday Night Football that he may not be able to do that. Now, again, one game, let's see what happens, and we'll go from there. But definitely a little bit of a concern with his hands to start the season. How they protect Ben is going to be important. As you know, Pouncey left with a little bit of an injury. I think he's going to be okay. Juju left with a little bit of an injury. It sounds like he's going to be okay. Rosie Nix now, it sounds like, has a knee issue, may not play. They're talking about using maybe a defensive player on the offense for play fullback, although they didn't use fullback last week anyway, even in short yardage situations, perhaps because Nix may be hurt. But they're going to need to really protect Ben. Seattle gets after the quarterback, and that's one of their fortes. They had 5 sacks last week. Quentin Jefferson had 2. A guy that scares me even more so than that is Jadeveon Clowney, who had 1. But he is a guy that is very disruptive. He's dangerous, and he's a guy that can play both end and outside linebacker, depending on how they want to line him up. And I would be very, very worried about him more than anybody else. Bobby Wagner is still there, though, and he's a guy that gets into the backfield, makes plays in the run game. And a guy that James Conner is probably going to have to deal with quite a bit. Speaking of Conner, now he didn't get a lot of chances due to a 30-point blowout, but I think he needs to control the game for Pittsburgh. I think it needs to go through James Conner, and he needs to prove that he is the back that we all saw last year. I think he is, but he needs to step up and run the football, I think, 20 to 25 times at a 4 yards per carry clip. And really control the clock, because we don't want, and this is no knock on Ben, but we don't want Ben throwing the ball 45 to 50 times. They don't win the football game when he has to throw that often. If we can keep Ben to 25 to 30 throws, and Connor has 20 to 25 carries, maybe he has a few touches out of the backfield in terms of receptions, I think this team is going to have a much better chance of winning this game this week. Now, I also think that this team is far better equipped to handle the Seahawks than they were the Patriots. And I think that they will go out there, and I think that they will take care of business because they have to. But I don't think it'll be easy. I think it'll be close. The one advantage the Steelers have right now is it's a 1 p.m. start, which is a 10 a.m. West Coast start for the Seahawks. So I do like that. That's a lot of a tend to be a challenge for the West Coast teams to play at 1 o'clock on the East Coast. I think it'll be the same for Seattle this week. I think Pittsburgh will come out blazing, and I think they're going to win the football game 24-23. It's going to be a nail biter, and Boswell is going to be a factor, but he's going to make it happen. Just a quick return this week, but I just wanted to get it started with a quick podcast since it's been a while. I'm happy to be back. I'll certainly provide more as we go throughout the season. Let's go Steelers, and I'll talk to you next week, hopefully after a Steelers victory.
We would like to thank you for listening and remind our listeners to follow us on social media and our website, www.steelcityunderground.com.